NBC News Radio, I'm Trey Thomas. Former President Donald Trump is suing the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot in an effort to keep records under wraps. Brian Shunk reports.
The lawsuit filed in a D.C. district court Monday is an attempt to block the House committee as it works to investigate his actions before and during the Capitol siege. The suit claims the subpoenas for said documents are unprecedented and untethered from any legitimate legislative purpose. The Biden administration has refused to assert executive privilege over an array of Trump-era records, and Trump is currently resisting the release of about 40 documents.
Flags will be flown at half-staff following the death of former Secretary of State Colin Powell. President Biden made the order after Powell died from COVID-19 complications. Biden's order covers flags at the White House, public buildings, military posts, and naval vessels. Payments from a $25 million settlement reached with Broward County Public Schools are coming to those most impacted by the Parkland massacre in Florida. Lisa Taylor has details.
Attorney David Brill, who represents families of those killed, wounded, or psychologically injured, says most of the money will be paid to those who lost a loved one in the attack. Late last week, confessed gunman Nicholas Cruz pleaded guilty on battery charges against a jail guard. He's expected to plead guilty on Wednesday to all charges associated with the school shooting.
The famous charging bull sculpture on New York's Wall Street is getting some company. A statue of Harambe, the gorilla who became a viral meme in 2016, was installed by the founders of Sapien Network. Harambe made national headlines after carrying around a young child who climbed into its enclosure at the Cincinnati Zoo before he was shot and killed. You're listening to NBC News Radio.